I just want to encourage you to find your purpose, find your passion, whatever that may look like for you, what that's good at, and take the risk. Go for it. If there's ever a time to do it, it is right now.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And today we have a special guest in the building. We have Miss Raven Turner here today. She's the owner of Raven Turner & Associates, as well as she's a motivational speaker and the author of the book entitled Pushed, Turning Your Adversity into Advantage. How are you doing today, Miss Turner?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jonathan. Yeah. Certainly a privilege. But yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely excited to have you on. And just, you know, we're here at the Speaker Success Podcast, the focus is always to just connect with the audience by way of giving them tangible application, helping these individuals who might be entrepreneurs, who might be speakers, who might have their own businesses, whatever that might be. So I definitely felt that you'd be a good interview to have, and I felt you would definitely add value to the audience. So
thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So we're gonna go ahead and dive right into it. So like just taking us back. Where would you say you were first introduced to entrepreneurship?
Well, I have to, if we're gonna take you back, I have to go a little further, because I never would have wanted to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. This is not something I ever aspired to do with my life. For myself, I wanted to be a collegiate athletic director.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the dream, you know? And the reason being, I love sports. Mm-hmm. I love to compete. Like, at the very core of my being, I'm a competitor. I want to win.
Yeah.
And I've been an athlete my entire life. I ran track on a scholarship, a four-year scholarship at Prairie View A&M University. Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know, the next best thing to do would go get a career in sports. So that was the plan. And I, you know, applied to Nike, University of Central Florida to get my master's, NCAA, Dallas Stars. I was doing all these things, and it just wasn't working out.
Okay.
You know, it was just rejection after rejection coming out of college. Once I got out of college, I had to go back home live with my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, I just kind of felt embarrassed. I kind of felt like a failure at that point. Like, what's happening, you know? And I just remember God told me, you know, I need you to change your perspective. I need you to look at the opportunity I'm giving you, and I'm putting you in a position to build. I've always been someone who my peers listen to. You know, I'm the smallest one out there, but I get their attention when I talk, you know?
Gotcha.
And I just felt like he was directing me to speak on certain things, you know? And this is what I'm gonna do. You know, you're gonna speak, I'm gonna use you in the church, I'm gonna use you to do that, but I'm gonna also use you over here to make a living to do what you do. And that's gonna allow you to do what I want you to do, you know? Mm. So that is honestly how I got into entrepreneurship. I never knew anything about it, never took a class, I never would have chose this path, because it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely fair. Just to understand that entrepreneurship is a lot of work.
Yes.
Just with you being an entrepreneur, me being an entrepreneur as well. And just, you talked about rejection, and you talked about, you know, wanting to be a collegiate athletic director, wanting to work for Nike. How would you say that rejection or that adversity has shaped you?
It's definitely shaped me. You know, it's definitely gave me a different perspective on how I look at you know, a loss. You know, taking an L, I think it's really all about perspective. You know, it's not a failure, it's a lesson to be learned.
Okay.
You know, really in 2018, I really started becoming intentional about how I perceive things that happen to me and around me, mm-hmm. right? Because there's a lesson that you can extract from everything that happens in your life. So yes, that didn't give me what I wanted, but I feel like all those no's prepare me for what I'm doing right now. Because as a speaker, I get told no all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can't handle the no's that I'm taking you through over here, coming out of college, in college, dealing with Nike, so forth and so forth, if you're gonna quit because of this, where I'm trying to take you, you're not gonna make it. So everything was preparing me for this right here, because I just believe everything that happens in your life, it happens for a reason, you know? And like I said, it wasn't, you know, to deter me, it was to redirect my path to something much greater. So that is how that failure, that rejection, it prepared me for what I'm doing right now.
And then what is it that you do right now? I know you speak, so who do you typically speak to, and you know, what does that message look like?
So I speak to a lot of college students.
Okay.
people who are close to my age, millennials, college students, some high school. I'm looking to get into corporate because it'll allow me to, you know, it'll be a challenge for me. But I also want to get into corporate because I feel like my message could definitely resonate with them too. And of course, the things I speak about is telling my story, you know, that whole adversity story. And then just life lessons, like things that I'm learning along the way that's helping me become the person I'm becoming. You know, everybody wants to achieve a certain level of success, and that success looks different for everybody. So I'm just trying to show my journey, the things I'm learning, persistence, resiliency, the ups, the downs, and sharing that in a story form and extracting lessons from it that can help people in their own life.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. I think most of the time when people are in a position to where they're at a rock and a hard place, you know, they hit a tough road, motivation just doesn't get it. But like you said, you're giving people tangible things that they can extract
right.
and able to grow from and utilize.
Right, and letting them see, like, you know, I'm not on no major level. You know, these are just some of the things that I'm doing that you can do, these tangible things, and doing them consistently. Like, that's how you get results, being consistent. And the thing is, you may have to be consistent for 4 years to get the results that you're trying to get, but you have to be consistent, you know? So these are, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just doing the little things, and I'm doing them every single day, and it's yielding the results that I want.
Okay, when I hear you talking about consistency, I also know you talk about momentum. Can you talk more about that? Like, where did the level of awareness come from to where you realize the power of momentum and what that looks like and what that could yield?
Right, so I have a coach, Coach Kendall Ficklin, right?
Okay.
And he used to talk about momentum. And this is kind of where I became aware of it, because I never really thought of it like that. But momentum is everywhere, right? And when I thought about momentum, I thought about a car. You know, in order for a car to get from one place to the next, it's got to have gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the same thing with you. In order for you to get from one place to the next, you got to have some momentum. And momentum is what creates opportunities for you. And then those opportunities yield results. So if you don't have any momentum, if you're stuck, if you're not going anywhere, you're not going to get anything. And I think a lot of times people don't understand that you gotta build momentum in the dark. It's what you do that everybody doesn't see that's going to allow you to flourish in the light, right? Like we think people just got someplace overnight. They've been building all this time, you know what I mean? And if you're not willing to work in the dark, you know, what you're trying to do is not gonna come to fruition. So you gotta build in the dark when nobody's watching. That means the practice, that means doing it over and over and over again. You know, that's building in the dark.
Yeah, that's really good. Especially talking about momentum, and I know you were a college athlete, Division I college athlete, ran track. And did you play any other sports, like in high school or anything like that?
Basketball. I love basketball. I don't even really like track. I just was good enough to get a scholarship, and I just had to stick with it. But
okay.
I love basketball, yeah.
Okay, and what's your basketball style? I feel like I've seen you talk about that in a video or something like that before. Like, what was your basketball experience like in high school?
It was good. I can honestly say, like, in high school, I didn't try as hard as I could have in basketball because I was so good at it. Like, I got the starting position, just fell in my lap. So, you know, kind of from that whole experience, and now I kind of feel like being so great at something, it can be a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say a curse is because you're so good that you feel like you don't have to practice all the time. You're so good that you feel like I can give 80% and my 80% is better than most people's 100%.
That's real.
And that's kind of how it was for me. So even with speaking, I've been moving very quickly with this thing. I just signed a contract for $3,700,
$3,700. That's good money.
Within 3 years. You know, I didn't start out that way, but it's moving very quickly. I know people who have not done anywhere close to that, and they've been doing this way longer than I have, you know. And there have been times when I've just been speaking from my heart, going, you know, because a presentation, you got to form that thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I haven't always done that, and it's gotten me this to this point, you know. But I'm trying to go to another level. So it's like, what worked over there in high school getting you by 80%, it's not gonna work for where you're trying to go in your career. You're gonna have to do more, Raven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's something that I've learned and I've been learning. So therefore, you know, I put in a lot of work now when it comes to preparing for presentations.
Okay, so now as I'm hearing you talk about different levels of success, what is your definition of success? Like, what does that look like for Raven Turner?
Yes, so for me, success is really, it's a couple of things, what success means to me.
Okay.
One of them is, I want to be able to do things on my own time. Freedom, you know, liberation. I want the freedom to come and go, do what I want. You know, that is success, but also contributing to society, impacting the world, you know, leaving a legacy for those and showing people, you know, gratitude, like being thankful for the little things. You know, when I wake up every morning, and I wake up every morning, I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm contributing to life. Like, I'm doing something with myself. I'm using the talents God gave me. I'm not sitting on them. And to me, that is success. That is a success. You know, because I believe, like, everybody, we all know we need money to survive. God knows that, right? Like, he knows that. He knows you need a roof over your head, clothes, all that other stuff. So if you wake up every day and you give life everything that you have, like, you're trying to become a better person, you're trying to contribute to society, you're trying to contribute and impact other people's life, God is going to make sure you have what you need, right? And I feel like over, you know, the last couple of months, I've learned a little bit that, you know, life is not about what you can get. It's about what you can give.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, we go through life trying to get something. What can we get from this opportunity? What can we get from this person? But when you go through life and you say, what can I give? Can I give a smile today? Can I give a wave to somebody? You know, can I help someone who's in need? The universe, the law of attraction, God is going to make sure you get what you need. You know what I mean? And I feel like as you're doing that giving, as you're contributing, as you're showing gratitude and being thankful, God is going to elevate you because you're working hard every day. You're working on your talents, you're perfecting your skills, honing in on them. And when you combine all that stuff, you have no choice but to be successful. So that is really what success is to me, because money comes and goes. And when we die, we can't take it with us. But the impact that you left will still be here.
So success for you looks like impact.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've come to this level of awareness to where, like you said, it's about what you can give. It's not about ultimately what you can get.
Yeah.
And even like you're talking about momentum and creating drive and creating opportunities. What would you say to an individual who hasn't come to that level of awareness, or an individual who is in a dark place and they cannot see the light? Like, what tangibly would you tell them for them to begin to get down that road that you're on, or at least come to that level of awareness?
Well, I would say maybe, you know, spend some time with yourself, you know, shift your perspective kind of how you view things, how you view what's happening in your life, because that has a big impact. You know, when I got out of college, I was in a upset place, you know, and that's because that's how I was viewing this, you know, and I was like, this is some bull, whatever. But you know, when I started changing my perspective and seeing the blessing that can come out of this if I do this thing right, you know, I began to be happier. I began to, you know, see the daylight, right? So I think it comes down to perspective. I think it comes down to really spending some time with yourself, you know, getting to know you, what you want, where you want to go, what that journey looks like, because we all have a journey we have to travel. And the journey is going to be filled with ups and downs, you know?
So take some time.
Yeah.
Some self-reflection.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in that.
So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I would say that answers the question. I definitely feel like there's a lot of value in taking time with yourself, because I think just in today's society, and I know you even know this with you being a speaker, that there's so many opportunities to try to emulate someone else or to try to be someone else, and you can get lost in someone else's shadow.
Yeah, get lost
as opposed to identifying who you are and how you can better the body that you have, the skill set that you have, the work ethic that you have,
right,
versus trying to model someone else's.
Right.
So I would definitely say that's definitely good. Well, what does the future look like for Raven Turner? Because you say you've been doing this, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
So speaking 3 years and being a businesswoman 3 years, so what does the future look like?
Future's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I can feel it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I wanna be a full-time speaker. Like, that's what I wanna do in my life, you know? And I know how much I need to make, because I mean, at the core of this whole thing, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You make money and you're selling yourself and you're selling the stories, the what you have to say, right? And then you have products on the side and whatever else. But I want to be a business owner. I want to speak full time. I want to be the owner of a restaurant. Okay. This is a goal that I want by 32. 29. 29, yes. And it's because I just had a birthday. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So I want to have that by 32. And it's very, very plausible. Because I know someone who has opened up two restaurants, you know. And that's where I say, you know, success leaves clues. And people, they just got to pay attention. You know what I mean? So for me, I want to be a speaker. I want to continue to write books. I want to get some real estate stuff going on.
Okay.
And for me, so far, that's it. And I'm just kind of at the point now where it's like I'm putting everything that I want out there in the universe. You know, sometimes I feel like we think the things that we want are so hard to achieve that we're scared to say it out loud because of the way people will perceive us. And who does she think she is? Or who does he think he is? He can do that. You know what I mean? But I serve a God who can do all things. And faith activates things. So if you don't truly believe that you can get it, if you don't truly believe that you can have it, it's not going to happen. You know, and I want all of that. I want everything God has for me. Nothing less, but everything.
You want it all, huh? All that and a bag of chips.
All of it and a bag of chips and the soda.
Oh, the combo. Oh. Yeah. There it is. There it is. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, wow. So now I want to just ask you, if you had the opportunity to sit down with anybody, like you had the opportunity to sit down and have dinner with anybody, and I don't want to say pick their brain, but I'm going to say pick their brain because I think that makes it the most obvious of what the purpose would be. Who would that individual be?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know. So many people. I don't know. I don't know who I would sit with. Maybe Warren. Maybe Oprah. Maybe
Warren Buffett.
Tyler. Maybe Beyonce. Maybe Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z would be a good person to sit with.
Why Jay-Z?
Because he's been through the struggle. You know, he came from the projects, and at a certain point in his life, you know, he was selling things, drugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started rapping, and from that, it opened up doors. And I just want to say this too, like when it comes to entrepreneurship, one thing I've noticed, how I said success leaves clues.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times where entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs get messed up is they want to do so many things, right? Like you want to have your hand.
That's true.
And so many projects at one time. But if you look at people who've made it, so Jay-Z, for instance, he started with one thing, rapping. You know, and he got so great at it that it opened up doors for him to be on stages, Grammys, whatever, whatever. And that opened the door to multiple businesses. Like, that's how you do it. You know, you focus on one thing. I've seen a lot of people who are speakers who want to coach, all this other stuff. And there's nothing wrong with coaching. But yeah, we got to be real. Everybody's not a coach.
That's true.
You know, and a lot of people go coach because they're not making no money from speaking.
Oh, yes, you went there.
I mean, we gotta be real. They're not making no money from speaking.
Dang.
You know, because you're not, you know, Kendall gave us the steps on what to do, right?
That's true.
Do this, boom, 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 and you may have to do it over and over and over. So if you're not committed to that, of course you're gonna try to make a buck because you gotta feed people and all that other stuff. But like I said, I think it's the one thing. Like if you're gonna truly do this thing and make it work, you gotta spend time, a couple years, on just mastering one thing.
Mm.
And once you master that thing, then that one thing opens up the door to multiple things. And that is all around you. You look at Serena Williams, you look at Beyonce, Jay-Z, Gary Vee, E.T., all of them.
That's good.
Warren Buffett, they focused on one thing. And that one thing opened the door to multiple things.
Man, you said Warren Buffett. And the crazy thing is Warren Buffett didn't even grow up. Warren Buffett grew up from very humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett was like poor when he grew up.
I went to his house in Nebraska. And you would never know that was his house. He has a gate. Like, I can jump the gate. Like, that's how low the gate is. And the guy who was showing us around was like, every Halloween, he's outside giving away Snickers and the kids is like lined up.
I believe
all on the block.
I believe he. I mean, even now, like his life is still the same. He wakes. Yeah. He wakes up the same time. He drives the older car.
Yep.
He goes to McDonald's. His wife puts the exact amount of money that he needs to buy the sandwich and get the coffee. I've watched some documentaries on him.
And, yeah.
I mean, Warren's the man.
Yeah.
Hands down, he's definitely the man. And he shows. Like somebody told me, well, entrepreneurship. They said that ultimately, they just said, just keep. Like basically when money comes in, keep your expenses low.
Yeah.
Because that way, you know, if the pay is consistent or if it's not, you don't have to worry about trying to expend and pay for all these different things because your costs are low. Just keep your costs low.
Right.
Just keep your costs low. So fees come in high, but you can keep them costs low.
Right.
You good.
Right, yep.
You good. Yeah. So now we're winding down on the interview segment part, but I'm curious to hear from you. Just do you think we're a product of our own environment? Or would you say we're a product of our genetics?
Are we a product of our own environment or our genetics?
Yeah, I can elaborate on the question more if you want me to.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, if we're born in the quote unquote hood,
mm-hmm.
does that mean we're forced to come out being like somebody from the hood? We can't be successful. And of course, this is an extreme example
mm-hmm.
on one side, or just because our parents were successful, does that mean we're going to be successful because they're our blood? So product of environment.
I feel genetics. Like this question is half and half, kind of.
Okay.
I feel like you can be from the hood and not be successful because you did not change your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't get linked up with people who are wise. And I'm sorry, I had to revert back to scripture because I just feel like everything in the world reverts back to scripture if you look at it.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it talks about it takes a village to raise a child, right? So who is your village? Meaning, who are the people who you're associating with? You know, you gotta have the right people around you. But if you're from the hood and you don't know, I'm not from the hood, but if you don't know anybody who has made something of themselves, you don't know what that looks like. So you gotta go out and find it. You know, it's gonna be harder for you, but it's not impossible. And I would say to anybody who's grown up in that type of environment, you should be looking at people who've grown up in that type of environment. You look at Oprah, she was poor. Okay, she went through a lot as a child. You look at Jay-Z, he didn't have nothing, he was poor. I don't think his dad was in his life. You know, you look at Kevin Hart's story, he I think was born, you know, not well off. But look what they did, they got linked up with people. So you have to do the same thing. The Bible also tells you, he who walks with the wise grows wise. You gotta get around some wise people. Now, you can be, your parents can be successful and you not be successful also. Right, but I mean, most of the time, look at the freaking Kendall Kardashian people. You know,
That's a different level.
She was born, you know, with a famous sister, right? You know, people say she's self-made. My opinion, that's not self-made. Self-made is someone who has no connections. You started from the bottom and you made it. Oprah, self-made. Jay-Z, self-made. Kevin Hart, self-made. They didn't know no one. They went out and made it. Now, Kendall, whatever her name is, Kylie, is great what she did, right? Because I would do the same thing if I would have had them opportunities.
Mm.
But let's get real. That's not self-made.
I mean, but honestly, self-made.
That's not self-made.
No. Self-made in itself, I think, is the biggest contradiction. Because at the end of the day, Jay-Z had to partner up with other people, like to buy businesses. And
right, but he had to go and do it. Like Nipsey Hussle, like, that's self-made to me. Like you might have got connected with people and they helped you get to where you're going because you can't get up there by yourself. You need people to pull you up.
That's what I'm
saying.
But
you didn't, like Kylie Jenner has the connections already.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not saying that's a total different story.
So that's not self-made.
No, I don't even know if self-made exists.
It does.
I'm saying that because even from the perspective of, okay, yeah, we can say these other people are self-made, but once people get to a point, everybody needs help somewhere. Yes, some people have a head start,
mm-hmm.
but if it was like a video game, you talk about agility, handles, dribbles, whatever, and we look at different things, then a Kylie Jenner might not have the same resilience as a Jay-Z.
Probably because not, she's been handled.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. So then if she got to a point to where it's like, okay, like on the show Naked and Afraid, if they got to a point where they stripped all of them of money, clothes, and everything, dropped them in the middle of the jungle, and they said, well, let's see who makes it out. then it's like, okay, well, who has the upper hand now? And you're looking at a hustler versus somebody who was brought up with a silver spoon.
I'm taking my, so I'm betting on the hustler.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't even know, honestly. Actually, I don't know who would make it out the jungle, because that's not, ain't nobody meant to be in the jungle like that. But yeah, man. So self-made and just thinking about the different perspective there. And of course, people have different views, but so you said basically an individual who is self-made is somebody who starts from, gets it out the mud, and then they build up.
Like, I mean, you can, self-made to me is when you don't have any connections. I wasn't born in the projects. I wasn't, you know, that wasn't my lifestyle, but my people have not always had money either. You know, my best friend's parents have treated me like their own and have helped me tremendously in my life, right? Okay. So that's what I mean, like village, you get around people. I've seen certain things from being with them and spending so much time with them, right?
Oh, definitely.
And my parents, they've done the best they could. You know, my dad's very smart, he has a bachelor's. My mom has an associate's, right? It hasn't always been easy, you know? And I don't wanna get crazy into the business because it's their business.
Oh,
but of course, it just hasn't always been easy. And, you know, me wanting to do what I do as an entrepreneur or speak, like that's an example. I've had to go out here, like I've gone to people's jobs, I've gone around neighborhoods, sending out books, you know, all of that. That, I like when I get to where I'm trying to go, I would consider that somewhat self-made. You know, no one gave you nothing. And I feel like people who, you know, you're born into families that have wealth, your parents have connections.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you didn't, you're not self-made.
But even if they have connections, the connections don't necessarily have to help you though.
But you think that people are not using them connections?
Not always. Just because your family's connected, because there could be somebody who has, let's say for instance, let's just randomly say that there is a young boy, his name's Bobby, and let's say he has a sister named Cicely or something like that. But Cicely gets into trouble, but their family is connected. And then let's say these are my kids, and I'm like, hey Raven, you know, man, you know Cicely, she's trying to get it together. She's out here trying to get some work. Would you take her in? Would you hire her? I know she got a couple felonies on her record.
They would hire her.
No, I'm saying if I came to you and I'm like, would you hire her in the business?
Because we have a relationship.
Even though she got felonies.
But we have a relationship.
Hey.
That's what everybody else do out here. They help. And all I'm saying is, self-made to me, it's got to be certain things that allow you to be self-made. I'm not saying if you get born with the silver spoon, gold spoon in your mouth, and you take advantage of the opportunity, I'm all for that. Because if I had that, I would take advantage. And I would set my heirs up for the same thing.
Yeah.
But most people are not born with that silver or gold spoon in their mouth. So all I'm saying is you got to define what the word self-made means. Because people are just using it so loosely out here. And I like the Kardashians. Great, great people, great family, like, you know? But to me, that's self-made, because I highly doubt if you was just doing makeup by yourself or whatever, you would be a billionaire that quick. But you are, because the world knows your family, your sister has crazy connections. Like, that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And you've done what you're supposed to do. So bravo to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong, but take that word off, self-made, no.
Oh, so you got the beef with that?
I'm saying to me that's not self-made. Oprah came out the mud and made something of herself. Self-made. Jay-Z
that's
did
fair.
It. Tyler Perry did it. Kevin Hart did it.
That's fair.
That's self-made. E.T. self-made.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So that's how do you feel? Okay. With that being said, and we're talking, because you know she is a female business owner. You're a female business owner. So I'm curious just to feel you out and hear what your thoughts are on just the gender wage gap, knowing that, like knowing where pay rate falls, like with you being an African-American female, and just, have you seen that scale?
No, and I haven't really experienced it either. But my whole take on it, I think people should get paid what they're worth. You know, like if you're good, whether you're male, like if you're a female and you're good, you're better than a male, your male colleague, you should be getting paid that, you know what I mean? I do think sometimes, you know, female, as a woman, you know, women can sometimes be a little hesitant to put the number out there because, you know, they don't know whether they're going to get it or not or whatever. But I think you should just put it out there. You know what I mean? Because when you start putting it out there, and you start saying it, you start believing it, somebody's gonna buy it eventually. And once you realize that you can get that, you'll be like, dang, I should have been putting this out more, you know? But I just think, I haven't gotten into all the whole wage gap with male and females, but I just think everyone should be getting paid what they're worth. You know what I mean? If you've been in the game for a long time, whatever you're doing, pay that person. Regardless of what they look like, their background, their ethnicity, pay them.
But just they've been in the game a long time, I don't mean they're good at it now. And I'm not even saying, that's not even necessarily directed at women.
Right.
I'm just saying, they got people out here that's just trying to collect checks.
But I mean, if you've been in the game for a long time, what I meant by that is if you, okay, for an example, I read an article where Octavia Spencer, you know who that is?
Okay, yeah,
She was the one in Ma. Mm-hmm. I believe she said she was doing something and LeBron James had to come in. I guess they were doing a project together or something like that.
Okay.
But basically she just said LeBron James helped her get paid something a certain amount of money, right? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So she's been in the game for a minute. Like she did Hidden Figures. Did she do Hidden Figures?
She was in Hidden Figures.
She did phenomenal in Hidden Figures. You know, she just did Ma. She's done other movies.
She's been in many, many movies.
Right.
Many
so movies. Her having to have a whole nother person come in, LeBron James, an athlete, speak on her behalf, you know, and let people know she should be getting paid this amount of money. That shouldn't have to happen. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean by, like, if you've been in the game for a long time, pay that person what they're worth.
That's fair. Okay. Pay them what they're worth.
Yeah.
Pay them what they're worth. All right. So now I'm curious to hear from you to describe yourself in 5 words. What would those 5 words do? I know you talked about a lot of books. I know you say you do a lot of reading. So 5 words.
If I had to describe myself in 5 words, I think persistent would be at the top. Winner would be another one.
Okay.
Resilience, that's 3. Discipline, and I don't know, let's say loyal.
Okay.
persistence, discipline, committed, loyal, and what was the 5th one?
I think you just said 5 just
then. Resilient.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't that hard.
Yeah. I just couldn't think of it. You know, it could be loyal. It could be committed. I don't know. But yeah, those are words I would say describe me. Winner was the one. Winner. We got winner.
Okay. Winner.
Yeah.
Winner, chicken dinner. All right, cool. Now, this is the Winner Circle of the Week segment. And this is when I give you the opportunity to highlight somebody that you feel is out here putting in work, but they have not received their just due yet. It's like that individual that you were talking about earlier, like grinding in the dark, but they haven't been discovered yet, or you feel that other people haven't been introduced to them. Who is this individual that you would like to make your Winner Circle of the Week?
My Winner Circle of the Week. I would have to give it to a good friend of mine named Tim Bowers. He doesn't live in Texas.
Okay.
We talk pretty often, but I know he puts in a lot of work. You know, a lot of work. And sometimes the results come very slow for him. But he's out here making moves in North Carolina, South Carolina, whichever one he's at. And I would highlight him.
And what's his Instagram?
I think at Tim Bowers Speaks.
Okay, Tim Bowers, okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mr. Tim Bowers, the Winner's Circle of the Week.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is when we have like a little bit of fun on the show.
Okay.
And this is what I call the This or That segment.
This is
where I'm gonna ask you some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And it works best if you answer them fast.
Okay.
It works best if you answer them fast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And here we go. Work hard, play hard.
Work hard.
Oh, winter or fall?
What?
Winter or fall?
Winter or fall?
Yes.
Fall.
Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Coke or Sprite?
Sprite.
Michael Jordan or LeBron?
LeBron James.
What? Kevin Durant or LeBron?
LeBron James.
What?
Yeah.
Who's lost more finals? LeBron or LeBron?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Hey, put some respect on that man's name.
Man.
Anyway.
We don't even want to get into that.
Now we're to the final thoughts of our show. And now I just give you the opportunity to leave a final thought with the successors, leave a final thought with the people, something that they can grab onto, something that's tangible, and just the final thought for you, Ms. Turner.
Okay, so my final thought to anybody that is watching this, I just want to encourage you to find your purpose, find your passion, whatever that may look like for you, what that's good at, and take the risk. Go for it. If there's ever a time to do it, it is right now. You know, time is the most valuable asset that you have. It comes, it goes, you cannot get it back. So go for it right now. Take the risk. Jump, fail. If you fail, get back up, try again. I would tell you, get connected with people. Relationships are the key to this game. If you're gonna be an entrepreneur, relationships are the key. It's the new currency. It's because of who you know and who can put you in certain places. Walk with people who are doing what you're doing, who are further ahead than you, and who are, you know, get in that circle, put yourself in places that make you uncomfortable, that's gonna stretch you, that's gonna challenge you. I would tell you to build momentum. Build that. Celebrate your small wins, the small accomplishments along the way as you're working, traveling your journey to get to that goal. And three things to leave you with: consistency, consistency, consistency. That is the key. If you can be consistent and if you can get connected with the right people, I'm telling you, we'll get there.
So consistency, stay connected, and then you get to collect.
Absolutely. Money's okay. The last thing that comes too. So you're gonna have to do some free stuff. Money is the last thing that comes.
That's super real. That's super real. Well, thank you, Ms. Turner, for coming on the show. I just want to remind everybody, if you're not connected, be sure to go to SYS Podcast 1. We're on Instagram, Twitter, even Facebook as well. And also be sure to subscribe and rate and review the podcast. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones signing out with the Raven Turner, owner of Raven Turner and Associates.
Yes.
Motivational speaker and the author of Pushed.
Yes.
We're reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?